Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Naubin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets lone survivor and those injured in Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad, also visits crash site. Investigation into fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues. Eviction drive clears 17.9 acres of encroached land at Dimapur Airport and State Cabinet directs Higher Education Department to re-examine proposal of 147 assistant professors. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat this morning and met those injured in the Air India plane crash, which claimed the lives of 241 people. The Prime Minister also met the lone survivor of the Air India plane crash, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is a British national of Indian origin and is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital. Later, Mr. Ramesh shared the devastating experience he went through and how he survived.
सर ने पूछा कि क्या कैसे हुआ तो मैंने उसके बारे में बताया और सब हाल चाल पूछा सब और मेरे नजरों के सब सामने हुआ था को मेरे खुद को भी बिलीव नहीं होता कि मैं कैसे उसमें से जिंदा बाहर निकला क्योंकि थोड़ा टाइम लेके तो मेरे को लगा था कि मैं भी मरने वाला हूँ लेकिन जब मेरी आंख खुल के मैं देखा ना तो मुझे लगा मैं जिंदा हूँ तो मैंने ट्राई किया जब मेरी सीट थे वो मेरे बेल्ट निकाला मैंने वो ट्राई किया वहां से निकल सकते वहां से मैं निकल गया वहां से
Mr. Modi also visited the plane crash site and said the scene of devastation is saddening. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he met officials and teams working tirelessly in the aftermath. Mr. Modi said his thoughts remain with those who lost their loved ones in this unimaginable tragedy. Later, Mr. Modi held a review meeting in Ahmedabad. He is also a family member of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who lost his life in this tragedy. The investigation into the fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues with forensic experts visiting the crash site today to carry out a detailed examination. According to police sources, a black box has been recovered from the site. Investigators have also recovered the digital flight data recorder from the crash site. Earlier, the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad, ATS, had recovered a digital voice recorder from the location. The exact cause of the crash remains unknown as forensic analysis and further technical examinations are awaited. Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, has expressed a deep sorrow over the tragic demise of former Chief Minister of Gujarat, Vijay Rupani, along with other precious lives lost in the unfortunate incident in Ahmedabad. In his message, Governor Ganesan stated that Mr. Rupani was a respected and dedicated leader whose contributions to public service will be remembered with great honor. The governor further stated that the loss of innocent lives adds to the gravity of the tragedy and the entire nation mourns each of them. Conveying his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families during this moment of grief, Governor Ganesan offered prayers for strength and comfort to all those affected. An eviction drive was carried out today to clear illegal encroachments on Dimapur Airport land at Dag numbers 38 and 40, Dipupar village under Chumukedema district. The action followed directives from the Office of the Commissioner Nagaland and a judgment passed by the Guwahati High Court on 27th May this year and subsequent instructions issued by the Deputy Commissioner Chumukedema. Briefing the media, Deputy Commissioner Chumukedema, Dr. Polan John, said that 22 identified encroachers had willfully ignored repeated notices and failed to comply with the original eviction order issued on December 21, 2019 under the relevant act. A further extension was granted on December 11, 2020.
An expiry of 15 days notice period, eviction order under section 6(1) of the act was issued by DC Dimapur, whereby the 22 individuals were directed to vacate and deliver possession of the public land covered by duct number 38 and 40 at Dipupar.
Following the Guwahati High Court's recent quashing of a temporary injunction, the evictees were given an additional 14 days to vacate. A total of 17.9 acres of airport land was cleared with several illegal RCC and thatched houses demolished. The district administration said that all legal procedures were followed. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel. Welcome back. You're listening to the Evening News. The State Cabinet held a detailed discussion yesterday on the comments made by the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, regarding the draft proposals. The Cabinet reiterated that the basic principles outlined in the highlights of the Memorandum of Settlement, MOS, with ENPO, as agreed earlier, must be strictly adhered to. It noted that the 12 remaining points in the MOS where differences still exist can be taken up for further negotiation. The Cabinet also reviewed the report submitted by the Committee on the Absorption of 147 Assistant Professors under the Higher Education Department. Taking note of the recommendations made by the High Powered Committee, the Cabinet directed the department to re-examine the proposal as per due process and resubmit the post-creation proposal for Cabinet approval. In a strong move to enforce administrative discipline and workplace accountability, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton conducted surprise inspections across multiple government departments in Wokha today, reinforcing the state's no work, no pay policy. The inspection were carried out at Rural Development, Power and Economics and Statistics departments. At the Rural Development Department, only 12 of 31 staff were present and salary deductions were ordered for absentees. Similar actions were taken at the Power and Economics and Statistics departments. Mr. Patton stressed punctuality and warned of more surprise visits. He also heard staff grievances and assured follow-up action. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. In this series, we will explore yoga break for workplace designed to de-stress, refresh and refocus while also boosting immunity. This evening, we focus on Ardha Chakrasana or Half Wheel Pose. This asana involves a standing back bend, opening the chest and stretching the spine. These practices make the spine flexible, strengthen the spinal muscles and nerves, improve digestion and help in menstrual problems for women. The Directorate of School Education Nagaland today felicitated outstanding students and government schools that excelled in the HSLC and HSSLC 2025 examinations. Congratulating the achievers, Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekrilule Yome, highlighted the positive shift in the perception of government schools. He shared the department's target to bring back 1 lakh students to government schools by 2030 through strong community engagements. Dr. Yome also announced that the department has planned to introduce leadership training for teachers and incorporate artificial intelligence and machine learning at the elementary level of school education. Commissioner and Secretary Kevileno Angami commended the schools with 100% pass rates and students with distinctions. She encouraged the students to remain focused and consistent in their efforts. Certificates of merit were presented by Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports, S. Kyosho Yimkyung, Dr. Yome and Kevileno Angami. A total of 20 government high schools and 3 higher secondary schools were recognized for achieving 100% pass results. And as part of the governance and capacity building component of the Nectar project, the Professional Learning Communities PLCs comprising government school teachers across Nagaland regularly receive training for capacity building. This aims to transform teaching and learning practices, foster collaboration among educators, create a culture of continuous learning and professional development among them, and enhance their digital literacy. Aligned with this initiative, the 5th round of in-person training for subject-based professional learning communities, PLCs, which commenced on 22nd of April, concluded today across 4 training stations in Mokokchung, Tuensang, Dimapur, and Kohima for 10 subjects. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets lone survivor and those injured in Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad, also visits crash site. Investigation into fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues. Eviction drive clears 17.9 acres of encroached land at Dimapur Airport. And State Cabinet directs Higher Education Department to re-examine proposal of 147 assistant professors. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.